Welcome to the operating room. I am the doctor.
There once was a dad who set out on a great quest to find the perfect Coke flavors at his family's request. So he went into a local store and grabbed the Coke Cherry Vanilla, Coke Cherry, and more. At dinner, they sipped Coke flavors and rejoiced. For everyone made their own delicious choice. Coca-Cola flavors. Unbelievably delicious. With so many delicious Coca-Cola flavors and Coca-Cola Zero Sugar flavors options to choose from, you'll have to taste them all.
I like them nasty.
What's wrong?
Real nasty, yeah. She like me, I'm nasty. I like her, she nasty, yeah. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
Real nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty. I like to jump in that pussy and suck on them fingers. I promise you, girl, I don't miss. Squeeze on that ass while I rub on your asshole. While you motorbike up on the dick. Suck on my dick and I give you a kiss. Guess I'm a nasty little bitch. I'm with the shit. Yes, I'm with the shit. If you fucking with me, then you fucking a bitch. I know some little booties who nasty. I got some big booties who nasty. This who I go to when I won't be happy. Cause they nasty, nasty. I like a bitch, you go do what I tell her. Suck on that dick in some freezing cold weather. Play with that pussy right there in the car. Fuck all that rubber, she want that dick raw. She got that wet, certified. Taking you there when she look in your eye. Wet, slip and slide. Know I'm trying to slip and slide. I'm in that pussy and I like the taste. Taste like that act in a good fan of great. On that X trippin', me and babe. Ate her ass. Kevin Gates, know what I like. I like them nasty, nasty.
Yeah.
I like them nasty, nasty.
I like them nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty.
I like them nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty.
Real nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
He like them nasty. Freaky as fuck, but she classy. Suck on that dick without asking. Swallow them kids in the back. He put his thumb in. Hit from the back, ain't no running. Hit from the side and I'm coming. Turn around, let him nut on my stomach. Right in his face, nigga, eat up the clit. Look in his eyes when I lick on the tip. Taking his soul when I dance on the dick. Spit in my mouth, I'm with all of that shit. Hit with no rubber, babe, I wanna feel it. Shoot the club up with my legs to the ceiling. Hands around my neck, sweat this boy trying to kill me. Yeah, we get busy off the Henny.
I like him nasty, nasty. I like him nasty, nasty. I like him nasty, nasty.
I like
him nasty, nasty.
Real nasty.
I like him nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
It's the operating room, ENT. I am the doctor. Hi, guys. Can you guys hear me? Tweezy, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining the show. It is the operating room. I am the doctor. Today we're going to be talking about multiple marriages. So thank you guys for joining us. Today we got Lolo in the building. Lolo, say what's up to everybody.
What up, y'all?
Hey, Baby Dandridge is here. Hi, Baby Dandridge.
What up, gang gang?
Gang gang. And we have our two lovely guests here, Donna and Yolanda. Donna, say hi.
Hi.
Yolanda, say hi.
What it do, boo?
Hey. We're going to be talking to these ladies today, and we're talking about multiple marriages. Both these ladies have been married at least twice. Now, this topic came about, I'm wondering if I'm, like, ready to, I'm just wondering if I'm ready to get married again. I don't know.
Do you think
is it boo time?
So close to the summer?
Oh, you're right. Fuck that shit.
I don't know.
Just dropped a few pounds.
See?
The summertime coming.
Yeah.
It's
about
to sign a boot in the summer for the winter. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I don't know, but I was thinking, like, I want the commitment. I don't necessarily want the government-sanctioned marriage. I want a commitment. I want a partner, a lifetime partner, not necessarily a husband, if that makes sense. So I'm going to break that down in today's show, and we're going to talk to these lovely ladies. Thank you guys for joining us. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Damn, Ben Mark shot this too?
Yeah.
Turn me up, YC.
JT.
Fuck, nigga, I don't wanna hear it. Ain't talking the bag, I cover my ears. I hop in the lamb, I'm switching the gears. My bitches is ballin', make these niggas shit. Out of my baguettes with a crush face. I leave a bitch mad with a stuck face. Who the fuck y'all hoes playing with what? Anyways? City girls make them wish like Ray J.
Let me talk to
her. All these niggas wanna fuck JT.
They do.
Hellcat, this a SRT. Pull up G-Wag 63. Make a 55 suck, they T. He want a menage with a new body. Man, you niggas can't fuck with me. Cause I came from the bottom, from the fence to the chatter. Broke bitches ain't saying a thing, period.
I tell her shut the fuck up when I hit it. Fucked up her hair, she just did it. I'm really fucking around with his LeBoo on the low. What the fuck, but he said I couldn't hear him. Shut up and hit while I drive, I must fuck to my right. Had a handful of hair while I'm steering. I'm serious, she ripping off my mirror. She love to get hit, she pull up on the period. I thought somebody said that's your wifey, dawg. Fuck everybody, don't like them all. This bitch love me cause I fuck like a dog. I got this shit on, nigga, wipe me off. I hop out the backseat just like a boss. I two-toned the Maybach, my seat's Ronald Reagan. It came with a pillow, I came from the pavement. Thought somebody said I ain't made it.
Go!
Huh?
What?
I thought a broke nigga said something. Talking shit, but they still ain't saying nothing. We gon' trap this bitch out till the feds come.
Run it up, run it up.
Huh?
What she say?
I thought a pussy hoe said something. How it go when I'm talking, you listen.
Jealous.
Cut her off cause she spoke on the business.
Go!
You broke ass bitch, you ain't saying nothing. When I hold on my wrist, it's saying something. Yo, nigga, he know cause he paying something. I bought on these bitches like N1. Swish. Bitch, on the shit. QC the click. We rich as a bitch. Yeah. Ayy. Miami, I'm lit. Protect on my wrist. Bottle the drip, my jewelry sick. Pneumonia, pink diamonds, got the corona. Money bad runs, that's the aroma. This ain't no mid from Arizona. Bitch, I'm serious,
real,
period. All that whole shit, I ain't hearing it. My niggas pull up with sticks, they clearing it. Yeah, me and JT, we killing it, period.
I thought a nigga who watch what I do, but he can't get his bitch back said something. Is it true that he posting another nigga money? Probably, I'm put that past him.
Maybe so.
I thought a hoe that be speaking on me, but be fucking a broke nigga said something.
Listen,
hold up, little bitch, get a nigga that's lit. I'm the whole loaf, he the breadcrumb.
Go.
Rappers with these mixed feelings.
What?
I ain't fucking with them.
Nope.
Like a Richard Mille, let me know what time it is. Bag water run set.
Huh?
Know you got it on your poster, be smell proof. Busting out the back of seal. These niggas, little boy, childish. Fisher Price. Confident, I'm not cocky, so get it right. She bending over, but I want some head first. I only wanna know what the pussy like. Tripping too close to falling, so I'm balling. It's crazy, my op got shot, but I ain't call it.
Psych, slow up.
I come around, niggas go put they hoe up. These bitches stay on my channel, yeah. Must have seen me on TV, yeah. It took me 6 hours to count a meal exactly. I'm accurate with that cheese, yeah.
Big bag,
huh?
What?
I thought a broke nigga said something. Talking shit, but they still ain't saying
nothing.
We gon' trap this bitch out till the feds come.
Run it up, run it up.
Huh?
What she say?
I thought a pussy hoe said something. How it go when I'm talking, you listen.
Jealous.
Cut her off cause she spoke on the business.
Go!
We're back. That was interesting, guys. It was really interesting. What be going on the breaks here. But thanks so much for joining us. Again, we're talking about multiple marriages today. And I'm trying to see if I'm ready, like maybe 2023 for husband number two. So I think I'm going to start trying to get ready now. The first guest that's here today is Miss Yolanda. She brought me a present. You guys know I like presents, right? Look, a candle. Awesome. Thank you, Yolanda. Now, we're going to play some games with the guests later on today. Donna, how you feel today?
Yeah,
well,
I feel good.
You feel good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds good. We're going to get into the multiple marriages. But first, we want to get to know our guests. And you guys know that we play games with our guests. We have two different games, but we have two guests. So we're going to let them play, one each today. So do we have a coin or something we can toss to figure out what game? Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no, she can go first. That was mannerable. Thank you. All right, you know, you up for it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to let you choose your game then. Do you want to play Like It, Love It, or Gotta Have It? Or do you want to play Make Me Choose?
Now, wait a minute, doctor. I'll do Like It, Love It, or Gotta Have It.
That's how I know you, my auntie, because that's the game I wanted to play with you.
But...
Uh-oh.
It's easier for me.
All right. You guys ready? Ooh. Oh, Baby Dangerous, can you do the gavel?
Yeah.
Can you? Okay, just everybody, we got a secret. We're going to tell y'all later. A little kind of secret, y'all. We're going to tell y'all about it later, though. All
right. Now, if you hear this gavel, that means you took too long to answer the question.
Oh, it's okay. A speed answer. Speed question.
So if you hear... You took too long.
You know, right, you lost the point. Attention. You got to get 10 out of 10. You got to do them real, real quick. Right. Like it, love it, or got to have it.
Ready.
Ready?
And it's no. You can't say no.
You can't. Okay. You just have to say, oh, we didn't even explain the rules, did we? Okay, so with like it, love it, or got to have it, Lolo's going to give you a phrase or a word, and you tell us whether you like it, you love it, or you got to have it.
Okay.
Those are the only things you can say. So, like, small, medium, large. Like it, love it, or gotta have it.
All right, I got you.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lolo, you ready?
I'm ready.
Baby Dangers, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Ready.
Ready. All right. So, having the groceries ate. Gotta have it.
Car sex.
Gotta have it.
Date night.
Gotta have it.
BDSM.
What the heck is that?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Choking in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah, I gotta have it.
Okay, food in the bedroom.
No.
Laundry.
Whoops, sorry.
But you have a
committee. You have to move fast. So you just kind of like it?
Like it.
Okay. Lingerie.
Gotta have it.
Massages.
Gotta have it.
Body oils.
Gotta have it.
Strip club with your mate.
Like it.
Okay. All
right. Oh! Okay! My stomach was hurting, but we're going to tell y'all why too. Later, okay?
Thank you, Donna.
I was like, yay! All right, thank you, Donna. So now that we had a chance to get to know Miss Donna a little bit better, we got to get to know Miss Yolanda a little bit better. Yolanda, you're going to play Make Me Choose.
Okay.
You got to choose from two different things. So Lolo's going to give you a word or a phrase. You have to select one. The answer that you do not choose, you can never have it again.
Ooh.
Ever. So you have to pick the one you really desire.
Okay.
You have to go extremely fast, because if you hear,
ooh,
you lost the point.
Oh, I didn't expect that.
Dang, somebody got some aggression going on.
Right.
We're going to talk about that, too, later on.
I've been in the courtroom. I'm going to need you to.
Hold on now. All right, Miss Yolanda, do you understand the rules of the game?
I believe so.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Lolo, are you ready?
Ready.
Baby Dandridge, you ready with the gamble?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
All righty. Missionary or doggy style?
Doggy style.
Having the groceries ate or having your toes sucked?
Wait, what I said? Wait, I can't even do that.
You should know. This should be flowing.
I think that she had just a flashback.
She said, I don't have any.
She said, oh, you married that with it.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. So we have dick or head?
Dick.
Sports car or truck?
Sports car.
Tennis shoes or high heels?
Tennis shoes.
Online dating or meeting someone face-to-face?
Face-to-face.
Game night or Netflix and chill?
Game night.
Lights on or lights off?
Lights off.
Stimulant or no stimulant?
Stimulant.
Receiving head, laying down or standing up?
Laying down.
See, listen, I don't even know what's going on.
It's the flashbacks for her.
But you know what the operator room does? Like, nobody else. Do you make sure you'll be in the zone by the time you leave?
Yeah.
She like, ooh. Hubby, she finna come home. Hey, I did my job. You're welcome. Right? All right, that was awesome. Thank you, Miss Yolanda. That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
You did good, Lolo. Let's play the other game. Lolo's so screwed. Right. Get the gavel. Let's see how she responds. She ain't quick enough. You got to be quick on your feet. All right. Well, we might get the games in the rest of them tomorrow. Maybe next time, she said. No, maybe later on in the show. But let's get into the topic, multiple marriages. So, I don't know. I'm thinking about getting married again. Not no time soon or anything like that. I'm just joking about that. But definitely just thinking about it as a whole, in its entirety. So, I'm going to ask you guys just a couple of questions. But first, you got the first and the second husband, right, guys? Was their personalities the same, or were their personalities different? Miss Yolanda, what do you say?
I
Husband 1 and 2, were they kind of the same or were they opposite?
Opposite.
Yeah. Okay. Donna, what do you think?
Totally opposite.
Yeah. Okay. That's kind of what I was thinking. It's going, yeah. Because you learn what you don't want, don't like. And
So, is husband number one like a test trial?
Yeah.
Kind of. Like the first child is, you know, learning with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So husband number two gonna be better. Y'all giving me so much hope. This is good. This is good. Well, I like this.
Maybe.
She's debatable.
Marriage number three might be it.
Third time charm.
It's gotta be the winner. All right. Well, no. That sounds good. So how much, like what percentage do you guys think that communication plays in a marriage?
Oh, 100%.
100? Yeah. What percentage do you think the sex plays in a marriage?
Oh, 100%.
I'm curious. Like, you got to have good sex.
So, as long as we communicate, if we're talking and fucking, we should be just fine.
We should be good.
And that's all we're trying to do is educate y'all on the show today.
Yes, but if when they talking, say you can't fight and fuck, then that's an issue because you can't.
You can't.
See? You like to do it.
Actually, you fucking can be better.
Make up sex is the best sex. Wait, do y'all be storing shit on purpose? Cause y'all know we're gonna get your business. Woo! You gonna choke me a little bit? I'm like, come on, daddy. Come on, daddy.
You gonna make me
come,
daddy?
Yes.
I don't care how mad I am. I'm not gonna not get none for myself. I'm not gonna not have myself. Yeah. Please.
I'm not that mad. No, I start a motherfucking argument for real. No, dick, what? Who? Huh? Me?
Insubordinate.
She was going that nigga foul.
Your contract has been terminated.
You've been blocked. They'll just make a fake number and call me from there. Now, won't they?
Or just block. These men is crazy.
They are. But we're going to talk about the energy change. Did you guys feel a certain energy switch at the point where husband number one, where y'all just knew it wasn't going to work? Did y'all feel the energy switch like I'm out?
Yeah. Like the next week.
Dang, a week. Hi, Donna.
I gotta go. But I held on.
As long as you could. You tried, didn't you? She said, I tried.
That was a shift, but I tried to hold on just because I wanted my son to grow up with his daddy. Didn't work.
But you tried.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys find it that you tend to say for the kids a lot during your marriage?
No.
Mm-mm. Like you didn't stay for the kids?
No.
And you did?
I did for a little while, yeah.
Okay, well, we're not going to get sad and somber. It's okay, because y'all know what's the number two, and I'm trying to get there. We're going to be right back. Yeah, make sure y'all stay tuned.
Slop on my knob, like corn on the car. Check in with me, and do your job. Dog and drizzle, make the pussy scissor. Long stroke the bitch, then they hit a liver. Nigga, I'm too live, oh, I am three live. Bend that ass over, hit it from behind. We gon' smoke an ounce, then fuck on the couch. Sell it like the bitch, and put on the house. Me and Polo P, can't forget OG. We be dog and hoes, put us on the leash. Always use a rubber, never fuck raw. If that pussy smell like fish, then I need some lockjaw. Call me Trey, I'm a head lover. Nigga, I'm the man like Dr. Dre and then lover. You're the motherfucker, nigga, I fuck your mother. She a undercover freeze, but we fuck on top of cover. Suck a nigga, dick a song. Suck a nigga, dick a song. Suck a nigga, dick a song. Suck a nigga, 3D hoe. My nigga be Frank. Said he got a skank. I said pass that bitch like a blunt of dank. Know a little free in Westwood. Sucks on dick, does it real good. She spit on my dick and suck it till it come. Nutted on her ass, that's a glazed honey bun. When I got done, she asked me for some money. I say I'm broke, it's a joke. She say cool, acting funny. Her nigga trippin', wanna run his mouth. Pull up to his crib, dump the nigga house. You know how the mob is, we don't give a fuck. Police looking for us, all they saw was a black truck.
out Juicy J.
Okay. I'm Beyonce, everybody. It's the operating room ENT. I am the doctor. And we're talking about multiple merges today, guys. And also later on today, I'm going to do the lyrical breakdown. And it's going to be my first little lyrical breakdown. So I'm going to introduce that segment today. I think it's going to be dope. I like music and stuff. So we will see. So between husband number one and two, let's just be honest. Who had the biggest dick? I just wanted to ask real quick.
Number one.
One. Okay. Because sometimes I'm just saying, how do you get, like, I just know it can't get that much bigger, so I just don't want to go downwards, and it seems like the only option.
But no, husband number two was smaller, but it was like a tease, which really turned me on, so.
Oh, so yeah. It worked even though it wasn't bigger.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm so nervous about that. That's the only thing. You know, I don't want to downsize.
Yeah.
That's all, so.
Well, he's going in her house.
Right. So I just wanted him to be, you know, in there snuggly duggly, you know. So I don't know, I'm nervous. I really am about this. What some advice can y'all give me about getting married the second time?
Don't
do it. Don't get married again.
Why?
Oh my God.
You can be with someone without being married. Like,
that's true.
Like, what's your advice for first time, since you've been through it twice?
Twice.
Like, what would you have done the first time differently? I would have waited longer, because I got married in 4 weeks.
Of knowing the person?
Yes.
This is a family secret. Wait a minute. Hey, we got to tell
you.
This is going to be a whole nother discussion
right.
After the show.
Knowing somebody quickly and feeling like y'all lust, you know, y'all been falling head over heels, that's like a fairy tale.
Yes.
Like, that really don't
It's happen. Fake. I've been through it. It's fake.
It's all kind of shots being thrown in there. I wasn't going to say nothing either. I don't know,
For
y'all.
For me, it would just be waiting until I got older. I didn't, I don't rush into, like, things like that.
I'm old.
No. Yeah. She said her biological clock is ticking.
So you're trying to meet somebody. And, you know.
That like, oh, I had, like, I'm dating with a purpose. Like, right. I'm just not just.
Right.
If you're not going to bring nothing, it's not going to go nowhere. I don't really have time any longer.
Yeah. She said she's getting over.
Yeah, I waited 3 months the second time. Well, the third time.
That was the third time.
Girl.
That was a little longer.
But she said
it was a little longer. Right?
It was longer. Yeah. It was.
You did better. I'm proud of you. I'm not going to lie. That was good.
Yeah, I know, definitely scary. Think, like, people have this fairy tale depiction of marriage, not realizing marriage in itself is a job and a task. So you see these people with these long marriages, like, your grandparents or your parents, and you expect that to be what you go through, but you don't know the backstory, especially if you have parents or grandparents that didn't argue in front of you. You don't know all the extra hell and turmoil they've been through to make the marriage last. I think people are so quick to get married for the glitz and glam and don't want to get married for the actual reasons of being in love and trying to stay through to get through things. Yeah,
I think I love love. That's what I do. I love love.
Like
I mean, it's
romantic.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, you know,
like I'm in love.
It's like, ooh, baby, yes.
Uh-huh.
And
smiling,
then you know, Vegas, married. But I love love.
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
It's that excitement. And I think if you wait, you're gonna lose it. I mean, I know people, they waited 5-6 years, and it's just like something they just go and do. Just go and get married. No.
It's like they're not doing it when they really feel
it.
Right. They're
want to
just
do it
doing
in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. So does that make it change faster, though, how you feel about them? Like, does the spark leave,
like,
quickly?
Yeah.
Although I said, you know, I knew it within a week, but that love part, no, I was in there. Lord, I love that. But you just, and it just gives you that extra boost of excitement.
Yeah, it's your motivator.
You just got married and you're just doing all this stuff, and it just makes it last a little longer.
Yeah. Hey, y'all make sure y'all call in. We'll be right back.
Let go. Damn, eat this shit. It's crazy game. Face shots to the face. Don't trip on your legs. Mafia.
Burn away all carbon beam. Knock your legs off. Try to get away from me. Had a stand off. Hit him in the spine. Knock your dreads off. My orders is called a body. I didn't name them random mouse. Duggin' in my Reeboks. Ride with a G-Shock. I heard he shot. Truckers make a big box. He made that shot turn. Wore the spot off pepper car. Had a mask. Jerk gon' make him beatbox. In Miami with my motherfucking heat. Eye. With another nigga bitch. Since she got a feet. Eye. I walked in the party. I'm on my big full shit. Ready to get it started. Bitch, I got no sense. Oh, hit a plug. Ride around with four. Call me Kobe 24. Can't fuck with her no more. Got a bitch, she do the most. I get in group on every time I see them folks. I got the underdog. I'm thinking that's something you need to know. I'm smooth and I'm cold. She know my wrist on froze. Skinny jeans on with a big bang roll. She playing my songs. I gotta take it off the thong. I'm trying to get it on. She feeling all over my Peter Bone. Two rights don't make her wrong. It just go on and on. I'm kicking shit like Jackie Chan till they got my kicks on. I aim, I hit my target. I'ma up this bitch regardless. Burn away all carbon beam, knock your legs off. Try to get away from me. Had a stand off. Hit him in the spine. Knock his dreads off. My orders is called a body. I didn't name them random mouse. Duggin' in my Reeboks. Ride with a G-Shock. I heard he shot. Truckers make a big box. He made that shot turn. Wore the spot off pepper car. Had a mask. Jerk gon' make him beat box.
I'm scuffed with the jug. One in the head already decocked. I pop out when the beef. I won't see me creeping on your block. I worked the back. See, we went three deep and got 10 people shot. I hit the auto switch and made it twerk. Ain't watch me dump the Glock. Got the drop on all his spot. He getting robbed if you go or not. I know the taste and little walk. He pulling up in his exotic pop. They boosted hit up, tried to pull a move, and that shit got him dropped. Brrr. Brr, brr, you pussy know what's up. Turn a nigga to a pack, we break him down and roll him up. Ain't shit changed but the whip, now it's a road truck when I'm pulling up. And I still ain't checked the time up on my Cartier, just hold it up. Brr, don't come around acting gangster, we call you brr, brr. Put trust in the fire, I don't know we dangerous. If you keep me skied up, bitch, give it up or I'm a bust. You shoot your shit up on the E-Way, get out the same line as us. Brr, brr, brr,
big brr. Turn away our carbon beam, knock your legs off. Try to get away from me. Had a stand off. Hit him in the spot. Knock his dreads off. My orders is called a body. I didn't name them random mouse. Duggin' in my Reeboks. Ride with a G-Shock. I heard he shot. Truckers make a beatbox. He made that shot turn. Wore the spot off pepper car. Had a mask.
Turkle make a beatbox. Oh my gosh, it's the operating room ENT. I am the doctor. Today we're talking about multiple marriages. And our guest today is Miss Donna and Miss Yolanda. We've been talking about them being married multiple times. And some people out there want to know, for your very first marriage, what made you feel like, oh, well, we discussed almost kind of what made you feel like you was ready, or when did you know you was ready? You were saying it was that excitement kind of for you. That's how you kind of knew.
Yeah.
Miss Yolanda, how did you know you was ready to get married to husband number one?
When I actually did it.
Dang, right up until that point? I mean, you ain't know before that?
No.
Oh, man.
Were you, like, in shock still?
Yeah, I think I was, like, in shock. And so I was like, oh, my God, I really did this.
Like, oh my God.
So was it like after the ceremony ended, it was like everything hit you at once?
Yeah.
That sound like, I ain't trying to be rude. That sound like that, I don't know, you know.
Well, how long did your first one?
5 years.
Okay.
Yours?
5. And then I remarried him for another 4.
Remarriage. Well, let's get into that. Now, Miss Donna has been married 3 times.
3 times.
And she got married twice to her first husband.
Mm-hmm.
So he was 1 and 2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So he was good enough. Wait, so y'all got a divorce. He was good enough to marry again. And you said, you know what? I was right. When I was right. I was right.
She left that proof.
She needed confirmation. She tried to make it work. She went back and did it again. So I don't know. So the second time then, to the same person, because I actually there is a statistic that says 72% of couples that get remarried, they stay married. So the second time, they normally stay forever. You said, fuck this statistic. She said, I'm against all odds. She's too hard now, y'all. Just forget the statistics. Just forget them. But what made you do it the second time?
Second, it was a combination of things. One is he had started seeing someone else, and she called me.
What? Hey, Wilma, this Charlotte. I mean, hey, Wilma, this Charlotte.
Right.
What?
So I wanted to show her, girl, that's still my man.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Okay, like, I have more to say.
No. And then we had that conversation when I married him again. You see what I mean, girl?
Oh, my God.
You mean nothing.
Well, she said, come get me in blood. She said, that easy-ass nigga. I can get him.
Right.
I come get him.
I told you we should have played Pooh Shiesty.
That would have been perfect. Oh, man. That's Yolanda. If you and husband number two ever get a divorce, would you remarry husband number one?
No.
All right.
Not ever.
Never. She said, I mean, never, ever. Oh,
no. Not
did
ever.
Did you hear that answer?
Right.
Never. In case you're listening. No, I'm just kidding. All righty.
Understand.
So tell me two things, each one of you guys, tell me two things that you learned in the first marriage that you took with you to the second marriage, applied it, and it was helpful. Two things.
For me, one is not to, like, I learned how to argue. Like, I don't yell. I don't have time for that because you can't hear me, I can't hear you. And then I'm only going to get madder and it ain't going to work out and we ain't going to squeeze off nothing. So I learned how just to argue or communicate. Mm-hmm. When we are talking. And then the second thing is not to necessarily hold a grudge, because like in a marriage shit happens, you're gonna go through a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. So just no matter what, like if you're gonna still stick in it and stay with it, then you just gotta let it go, not hold a grudge and move on.
Okay, communication and not holding grudges. Donna, what do you say?
No, I agree. That communication part, as far as not holding grudges, definitely lesson learned. Because you can't get the stuff if you do that. So, the other thing, that is the most important part. You can't get it if you don't get it. Because he did not believe in fucking and fighting.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, you have to let it go if you want it.
Man, tell them that's the best thing.
That one little video, they were like, no dick. No dick. You want to act up? No dick.
Right. Yeah. I would be so angry. I would be enraged. I would be so angry.
I understand your point now.
Right. Good communication. I understand. We both understand each other. Meet me in the back room. Okay. That sounds good. All right. So we're going to do the lyrical breakdown. And in the lyrical breakdown, guys, this is where I'm going to just go through a couple sentences from the song, a couple lyrics, right? And we're going to break down exactly what the lyrics mean to me in a nice, cool, calm way. And
that shit scares me.
In an effective way. Because I seriously wanted to know, going into the second marriage, did you guys feel more like, I know how to be a better wife now?
I think I knew how to be a better wife. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I can, you know, I can throw it out. I can take it and I can throw it out when it comes to fighting. And I did learn, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I definitely learned. I was like, I would be a better wife the second time.
Okay. So she said, the more you know, the more you grow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, we're going to get into the lyrical breakdown. It's She's Your Queen to Be. So Let's just listen to it. We're going to go over it. Just a second.
She's your queen to be, a queen to be forever, a queen who'll do whatever His Highness desires. She's your queen to be, a vision of perfection, an object of affection to quench your royal fire. Completely free from infection, to be used at your discretion, waiting only for your direction. Your queen to be.
Classic. That is a classic. If y'all don't know what that's from Coming to America. And if you do not know, you need to go watch the movie because the second one is about to come out.
Woo, right. I think it come out March 5th. Turn up.
Just turn your black card in.
Yeah,
right.
Or that.
Yeah.
All right.
America, yes.
Queen, she's your queen to be. So, I've probably seen this movie 100 times. It's one of my favorite movies. Never really paid attention to the lyrics, right? So we're going to break the lyrics down. The first thing that, I don't know, kind of stuck out, he said, a queen will do whatever Your Highness desires. She's a queen to be, a vision of perfection, an object of affection to quench your royal fires. So she got to be pretty and she got to be fucking, right? That's one and two. That's what they're saying. If you want to be a queen, this is all I'm saying. She has to be completely free of infection. That means she got to go to the STD clinic, Tweezy. Amen, Tweezy said.
Before you put that ring on her finger.
Before you get the ring, before you the queen, you need to make sure that you call Planned Parenthood or somebody to see if you can get an STD check. That's all he's trying to say.
Call Tyrone. Call Planned Parenthood.
Amen. Then they go on to say, to be used at your discretion.
Whatever you want.
Waiting.
However you want to.
Okay.
Whenever.
However you want it, daddy. Okay. Then they go on to say, to be used at your discretion, waiting only for your direction. All right, daddy, come tell me what you want me to do. But is that how they see us, though? I don't know. I wish the men would call in and let us know. Because I don't want to put Tweezy on the spot. But Africa, is that how they see it? Like, is that all we for? Really?
It's the mission. Right. That's in the Bible. Yeah.
Look at Tweezy in the background like, I mean, I ain't going to say this or anything.
I don't want to agree. But basically, that's all you need to do, man.
It's in the vows.
It's in the vows.
I think African men, that's how they are.
Yeah.
I was recently engaged to a guy from Nigeria.
You're going to get married a fourth time?
Yeah.
You came out her way. Hot Donna over here getting married, and that is my lady says she can't even find a boyfriend. You got four, because she's taking all her damn money. Oh, Lord. That's okay. That's because she answered all them questions. That's all right. We should have popped in and asked her a whole other. She should play a whole other game. All right. We don't have a meeting about this.
Because I need to know how to just be open, just to be like, I'll give it a try. Sure, I'll give it a try. Like, it just seems like it's just so free.
Yeah, the freak in me, I will give it a try.
Oh. You
said
she's
going to
give it a try.
See, I retired that card. I see, I just have to bring it back in order to be married. You know, I said, I was misled my entire life. I ain't calling you no hoe. But they said,
oh, really?
Hoes. You can't turn into a hoe into a housewife, but all the hoes are housewives right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm.
I might just.
That's how it happened. Okay. We don't know. I don't know, but I'm thinking about getting married again. We gonna see. Yeah, I know I'm also thinking about this polyamory. So this is where you can have two husbands. Because I tried to have one husband. It didn't work. So maybe the Lord want me to have two. What
the fuck you going to do with... Oh. What you gonna do with two?
Two husbands?
Enough. Like, they are...
That sounds good. I ain't gonna shit.
Yeah, the sex part, but, I mean, and the taking care of you, but then they gonna want you to reciprocate that, so now you gotta do twice to work.
I don't know. My drive kind of high. I think I'll be just fine.
But in those instances, you some people draw up contracts, and you figure the terms and the conditions of that marriage. Everybody has to pull their own weight. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I'm an expert or anything. I'm just saying.
Well, no. She got all the facts, though.
So it's like, she's not really a wife. Right. Like,
I think they all got to agree.
Yeah,
so,
they all agree.
To the terms.
So it's a threesome, basically.
If that's an agreement, yeah.
I mean, it would be the same as the way men do it with women. You have a whole schedule. You sleep with this one, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, other one Thursday, Tuesday, Thursday.
But it's more to it than the sex part. That's why I just feel like
you're not sharing it because it would be yours.
It's still your husband. Like, they still your husband.
They can't sleep with other people?
Right.
No.
They're married.
Yeah, married.
Okay.
No, can't nobody sleep with nobody else when they married. Just y'all.
Well, you're not supposed to.
That's the rules. We don't know if they get followed. Right? That's the rules.
Yeah, because you have open marriages where that's what they're okay with.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Will and Jada.
She just put out a vicious rumor
right.
about somebody. But I don't know. Mm-mm, I am busy. Sorry, that's my guy's phone. Hi, guys. Hi, man. Go to bed. Alright, so, that's it, really, as far as me just wanting to try, polyamory, that's really it, but multiple marriages, we gonna play these other games, because Hot Donna is over here.
On fire.
On fire. And Miss Yolanda Thompson, ooh, she got flashbacks.
I know, right?
She been trying to text her hubby the whole time.
Oh, my God.
So, we're gonna get these other questions cracking. Lolo, you got the questions?
I do.
Alrighty, so you play Make Me Choose the first time, Miss Yolanda. Mm-hmm. This time you're going to play Like It, Love It, or Gotta Have It.
Like It, Love It, or Gotta Have It.
Yes.
Alright. You need a refresher? Because she got that gavel over there.
I'm ready. Do you want me to tell you the rules to the game?
Like It, Love It, or
Gotta Have It. Alright, she's ready.
Alright.
Lolo, you ready?
I'm ready.
Miss Yolanda, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Baby Dandridge, you ready?
Ready.
Let's go.
Having the groceries ate.
Like it.
Car sex.
Love it.
Date night.
Gotta have it.
Checking in the bedroom.
Gotta have it.
Food in the bedroom.
Gotta have it.
Lingerie.
Like it.
Massages.
Love it.
Body oil.
Gotta have it.
Strip club with your mate.
Gotta have it.
Alrighty. Hot Donna. The first time you play Like It, Love It, or Gotta Have It. This time you're going to play Make Me Choose. Do you know the rules of the game, or do you want me to explain them to you?
The one I can't ever have again if I don't mention it.
Correct.
Okay. She ready.
She ready.
She ready.
All right.
It's going to be hard.
You ready? Are you ready, Hot Donna?
I'm ready.
I'm like, you say, Hello, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Baby Dandridge, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's go.
Missionary or doggy style?
Doggy style.
Having the groceries ate or your toes sucked?
Grocery eating.
Dick or heated?
Dick.
Sports car or truck?
Sports car.
Tennis shoes or high heels?
High heels.
Online dating or meeting face-to-face?
Face-to-face.
Game night or Netflix and chill?
Game night.
Lights on or lights off?
Lights on.
Stimulant or no stimulant?
Stimulant.
Receiving head while standing up or sitting, laying down?
Laying down.
Well,
you can't get choked up on
the ask Lolo the questions.
Lolo.
We're going to tell you guys a little inside joke a little later. You might have caught it throughout the show. But if not, We're definitely going to tell you guys later. I'll say that.
This is just, you ever realize how much people are alike?
Yeah.
And you be like, it has to be in the blood.
Maybe it's in the DNA.
It is. Yeah.
Thank All right, so husband number one and husband number two. How many times, like, per week, on average, did you and husband number one have sex versus you and husband number two?
Husband number one, I don't even know if he really likes sex, like, once or twice. Husband number three, every opportunity we had.
Okay.
Husband number one, he was not as experienced in a bedroom, so it wasn't very, you know. And he was young. That's what's crazy. We were young when he got married. So we used to have sex all the time, but it was cool. So I would say like 2-3 times.
Okay.
But my current husband, yeah.
She said,
as much as possible. I tell him no sometimes, just to, you know.
Like, damn, don't
be
the rest.
I be telling him,
you want to be good, don't you?
Together, good
way. Right. You don't make me bored. Right. Dang, give it a rest. Let her tighten up. My God. All right. I don't know about that. When I was married, I never went longer than like 70. I think it was 71 hours without having sex. Until we were just at the point where I kind of hated them. But other than that, that's pretty much all we did. I've never went longer than maybe 72 hours at the most. Maybe 73 hours. But that third day, it's like, excuse me. She's stumping. Come handle this situation right now. What's going on? what's taking you too long to get to her? What's up? So, I don't know. But then I found out that kind of made me feel like, when we had sex, it kind of made us stop arguing for a minute. So it kind of pushed everything under the rug. Mm-hmm. And then when we finally kind of stopped having sex, it was all this stuff piled up under this rug that you got to break down. That's when you look up one day like, nigga, I don't even like you. What am I doing here? All we did was fuck. I didn't even really know your real name until we were married for 8 years. Mm-hmm. Shit. I mean, you know. I like
communication,
that.
Gotta
have both. Okay. That's some good advice. I appreciate that. You gotta talk and fuck.
Mm-hmm. You'll be talking,
but don't be listening, because I'll be thinking about fucking. Well, like, you just fuck me. My head will be clear, then I'm gonna listen to whatever you say. Yeah. I swear to God. But that's how I work.
I'm sorry. You gonna do it again? No.
I be storing shit on purpose sometimes. I be texting. You know what? I know you don't care about me. He like, what the fuck are you talking about? Just come over here. I just need to talk to you. Like, hey, well, you just wanted some dick. You should have just said that. You're right. I'm going to say it next time.
Did you say it next time?
Fuck no.
Right, no.
I make up something else. I heard some noises in the basement. Come over here. I make up shit. But I think he's on to me, I think. He's on to me. Alright, so let's say y'all had a chance to tell y'all younger self something right before husband number one and right before husband number two. What would y'all go back and say? Knowing everything y'all know now, what would y'all say to y'all self right when you're finna marry husband number one and then right when you're about to marry husband number two? What would you go back and tell yourself?
For me, before marrying husband number one, I would have told myself don't. Just because I married him, I went into it for the wrong reason. So I would have told myself to just wait, don't do it. It'll get better. You know that. Now, before my second one, I would have just said, don't worry about my old, like what happened in my first one. Like you can't bring that into this one. Like you gotta let it go. All the hurt, all the pain, whatever it is, you gotta let it go.
Okay. All right, Donna, what would you go back and tell yourself right before you was going to marry husband number one and husband number two?
I would just tell myself.
Well, three. Excuse me.
Yeah. Just don't have any expectations. And that's kind of how I live now. Like, when I'm in a relationship, no expectations.
That's good. It is
what it is. You know, whatever we encounter that, not, you know, what happened in my past or his past, you just know, it's just between us and just let everything else go.
Okay.
Did you guys find yourselves comparing your marriages? Even if it was like subliminal thoughts.
At first I did. Yeah. At first I did.
Did you think it was going to last longer? It was going to work this time? Or was it more of the fear? Like, I've been through this already.
I was afraid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was scared. I was like, oh, my God. Like, the night before I got, like, married to my second husband, I was fucked up.
I got married. She's like, what am I doing?
What am I doing? Oh, my God. I can't believe you're going to do this again, you stupid mm-hmm. bitch. Like, what
totally opposite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine were totally opposite in certain ways, but they were so similar in other ways that I was just like, oh, so you like this nigga? Oh, no. Go. Get your ass. I'm not like, yeah.
But did you ever sit back and reflect and be like, that is a trait or characteristic that I'm attracting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like. Yeah, I have now that I've, you know, been gotten older yeah. and we've been married now yeah. for hellas and been together for a while.
Yeah.
Girl, that was good. Well, Donna mentioned something about expectations, and I think that's really, really, really important, because a lot of times before people get married, they don't really set any. They don't really talk about things. How you want to raise your kids? Mm-hmm. How are we going to do our business? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if one of us, God forbid, one of us or something can't walk, how are we going to do that? You know what I'm saying? Who going to take care of who? How we going to be, everybody got kids and stuff now, how we going to blend our family? Mm-hmm. That's why I said I'm not even really looking for a husband. I'm looking for a lifetime partner. I need answers to these questions. And I need some really good sex on top of it.
And then that's why I said marriage, the institution of marriage, is not necessarily needed. Because you can have a lifelong partner and not have the institution of marriage. It's not acquired like in the old days.
I think the only downside to that is you spend all this time with somebody, and then I'm not saying that's what you stay with somebody for, but it's like you don't have one income, like you don't get any benefits almost with just being with this person for so long. So yeah. I need something like your social security. I need something like, I don't know. I just feel like there's still certain benefits to having a marriage versus just a lifelong partner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I agree with that, because I was telling my daughter, I want to get married for tax purposes.
Yeah. Somebody told me that. And they've been married for a while. And they like best friends. I think they kind of open relationship-y. But somebody told me that. They did it.
Yeah,
for tax reasons.
A whole nother tax bracket when you're single.
Yeah. She said, I don't like that one. You're getting married a fourth time. But I don't like this shit at all. You're playing with my money and forget married. Hey, you come here. Let's get married.
Yeah, but I also don't think that part of it is talked about either. Like, the benefits of why you get married. Marriage is more so of a business transaction than anything.
That's kind of why I want to steer away from it.
Yeah, but you got to think about it. What if you meet somebody who's motivated and like-minded, and y'all have the same goals, same, you know, drive to get stuff done? Imagine what that can create. Imagine how sick life will be. You could be retired by the time you 40, 50 years old and be living your best life.
That's like 28 years from now, y'all.
Amen. I think you messed up on the
It's okay. We're going to figure that out. You know, division, subtraction, all that good shit. We're going to figure it out. I already know. That sounds good. Do you guys think being married one or multiple times, did that affect you guys' kids in any way?
Oh, yeah, definitely so.
Okay, let's talk about that a little bit. Hi, Donna.
I think it definitely affected my kids because they don't, especially my boys, because they've never had that male figure, like, consistently, you know, and from the same person, you know, because everybody has this different idea of what parenting means. So their father will, you know, do things one way. My boyfriends or fiancés or my ex-husband, you know, they do something a totally different way.
You a play, Angie?
I am a player.
Okay. I just my boyfriend, my fiance, all my husband. Look, right.
Whatever category fits. But that's the thing that I regret most. It's like, because of the way I am, it's just me, you know, and I tell my kids, this is just who I am. Like, I can't change who I am, you know, but it definitely affected them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ms. Alana, what do you think?
I would say yes. My oldest son is from my first marriage. So, when we went into my second marriage, you know, my son was young, you know, so he basically had my current husband as his father, but like he had father issues, you know, so he always wants his dad, like, you know, so I think that caused a lot of issues. Yeah.
So did you guys sit and like talk to your children like the second time around? Well, the third time for you, since it was a different mm-hmm. person, and the second time for you, like, this is what you want to do and this is how you're going to do it as your children.
My son was so young when I got married the second time. Like, we had lived together. He knew that we were building a family, but like, he was 7.
Okay. If you're young, it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I normally talk to my kids. We always have family meetings. And it normally is about me.
She said, I'm a troublemaker.
So with that though, is there a time frame, or it's just like, kids, this is who's here now? Like, me and him didn't work out.
Yeah. I mean, I just let them know. Like, if I'm dating somebody, I'll say, hey, you know, this person is coming over, or I'm seeing somebody. I don't keep anything a secret. I learned that with my daughter, because when she was young, she thought I was hiding her and that I was ashamed of her because I wouldn't bring anyone else around her. And so I learned that. So with my boys, I was totally different. I was just open. I see, this is what's going on. This is who I'm seeing. You know, if they ask me to marry them, I tell them. I say, this person asked me if I want to get married.
I'm going to say, hell yeah. You know I like being married. You know I'm going to say, yeah.
That's interesting, though. I never thought of it the opposite way. Mm-hmm. Like, your child feels hidden. Like, mm-hmm. you have this whole secret life. They don't feel comfortable now around. I never thought of it in that aspect. Because I'm so protective. I'm mm-hmm. just like, all right, hold on now.
Yeah.
And then I'll let you eventually meet my kids. But I didn't think about how they would feel afterwards.
And that's how my daughter, and she just broke down crying.
She felt traumatized.
Because that's how she felt. Like, I was ashamed of her, but I wasn't. I was trying to, like you said, protect her.
Yeah. I just don't want my boys to feel like they will want a woman that will bounce around, like,
from person to person.
Yeah, so I just be like, you just can't come around, because like, we might just be mingling, or it might just be something fun, but it's like, if you not talking about nothing, like, you don't need to even be around my kids.
Yeah.
I kind of feel it. Like, if we not going towards no relationship, there's no reason to do it. Yeah. I'm terrified, and I think I've been maybe separate. Well, I was separated about 5 years ago, and then I got my divorce finalized in 2019, and I'm telling you, it's terrifying. I won't live too much of nobody has met my children. Mm-hmm. And I never thought of it that way mm-hmm. before. That they could be feeling like, I mean, they probably hear me talking maybe on the phone or something, so they know something's going on.
Yeah.
But it's almost like, you know, if you met my kids, it was for sure accident, because it's just not going to happen. But then again, I'm feeling what Lolo's saying, like, until we establish it's fit to be a relationship and we're fit to do this, it's almost no reason. So I don't even have
no
peace.
Some form of communication to like, what is this? Where is this going?
Yeah.
So I can know.
Gotta have a set path. Mm-hmm. Know what you're doing. Make sure y'all on the same page.
This was so important.
Before you introducing,
mm-hmm.
like, fully and everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
And then that's how multiple people are coming into play.
Praying on kids and stuff. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I can't.
Yeah, it's difficult nowadays to even do that. It's difficult.
I want to try to live free, though. Like,
okay,
Hi Donna.
Let's be free.
Hi Donna is free. So I don't know, y'all. Y'all gave me a lot of good things to think about. Yeah, I'm so happy that you guys came. We have buttons. Baby Dedra, can you give them some buttons? This is a multiple merge episode.
I'm not gonna look.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you guys so much for being here. You guys want to say any shout outs or anything? Or tell us about your candles, Miss Yolanda, you're up.
Okay, so before I go, I have to give a shout out to my 10-year-old, because if I don't, although he can't see you or listen to you, if I don't, he will truly find out. So, TJ, his name on Instagram
is truly
_top_gang, for real.
Oh my God.
So, I've done that. I'm starting a candle company. It's called Imani's Candles. It's soy candles, all natural candles that I'm trying to make a business and stuff like that. And my Instagram is Imani Candles LLC.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Miss Yolanda, for being here. All right. Hot Donna. Me and Hot Donna got some things we're going to discuss after the show. But for right now, you got anybody you want to give a shout out to?
I'll give a shout out to my daughter. I know she's listening. And I was good today.
You are exceptional, okay?
I was good.
The bestest ever. Yeah, this was pretty interesting. So, guess what, Tweezy? So, Hot Donna, do you know who the Danger Sisters are? So, the Danger Sisters are us. You know, these are my two little sisters. Lolo and Baby Dandridge. Lolo and Baby Dandridge are my two little sisters.
Okay.
Hot Donna is our auntie. That's our dad's sister.
Yeah.
So Hot Donna is our auntie. So we just found out all kind of stuff, and I'm going to tell Grandma. Oh, yes, I can.
We
don't
see what they made me ask. Listen, when the doctor said we had our meeting, we had these weekly meetings, and she was like, yeah, and Lolo, you're going to be interviewing. I'm like, okay, cool. And then we get this flyer. We like, oh, shit. Like, no. I'm like, I'm glad you interviewed because that's nasty.
Yeah, I see how I started.
She was breathing.
Yeah.
You did good.
But it's very rare that family members come on, and when they do, she really, Lolo has been answering the questions. I can't ask them.
Yeah. I'm the designated
family
diver.
But you know what?
This is probably one
of my favorite episodes because this was very informative.
Yes, awesome. I love it. Thank you, Adana. Thank you, Miss Yolanda, for being here. It's the Operating Room ENT. I am the doctor. Lolo, we out. What you got to say?
Yeah, just make sure y'all turn up, wear y'all mask.
Wash
and listen next Sunday.
Hey.
Baby Dandridge, what you got to say?
Get their hair, get their bread, then leave. Peace out. But I love you, gang.
Gang. She kind of mean. Y'all know this.
Yeah, I'm
out
not
of all
mean.
All the sisters, she's the meanest one.
I'm really not mean until I don't like you.
Get the hair, then leave.
Yeah.
She'd make a joke about you and laugh. Like, was that mean?
Yes, it was.
But
meanwhile, you're crying in the fucking corner. And she confused about whether or not it was mean.
But in my defense, it's just like, what are you even, like...
You fucking pussy?
Yeah, I do say that a lot. That is my favorite line. I will call you a pussy.
You should be like, take it like a man, you fucking pussy.
Yeah. And don't try to understand
that. Like,
Johnny had.
Yeah, if you keep talking that shit,
Johnny had three apples. That means you're being real dumb right now.
Like, how many apples? He had an orange or nothing, bitch. Okay, let me figure this out. Let me figure this out real quick. But you're trying to be healthy? What the fuck is he eating fruit for? Why do he got three apples and not one?
I'm just saying. I don't think I'm mean. I just think I'm very blunt and direct, and it gets put off as mean.
Yeah. No, she's mean.
It sounds mean.
I'm not mean, though.
Somebody say you've been mean since birth.
Oh,
who else? Caroline, I know that she is. I have not.
She was nice. No, not really. She was being for real. She was real. That's true, Caroline. She was being. But that's all we got for today's show. Thank you so much for joining us. It's Multiple Marriage. Tweezy's in the back helping us out. Hi, Tweezy.
Hi, Tweezy.
I appreciate you so much, Tweezy. Thank you, guys. Make sure y'all tune in next Sunday night. It's the Operating Room ENT, and I am the doctor.
I'm going to try to show Yolanda's business card in the live so you guys can check her out.
Check it out.
Be back.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Good night.
Real nasty, yeah. She like me, I'm nasty. I like her, she nasty, yeah. I like 'em nasty, nasty. I like 'em nasty, nasty. I like 'em nasty, nasty. I like 'em nasty, nasty.
Real nasty.
I like 'em nasty, nasty. I like 'em nasty, nasty. I like 'em nasty, nasty. I like 'em nasty, nasty. I like to jump in that pussy and suck on them fingers. I promise you, girl, I don't miss. Squeeze on that ass while I rub on your asshole. While you motorbike up on the dick. Suck on my dick and I give you a kiss. Guess I'm a nasty little bitch. I'm with the shit. Yes, I'm with the shit. If you fucking with me, then you fucking a bitch. I know some little booties who nasty. I got some big booties who nasty. This who I go to when I won't be happy. Cause they nasty, nasty. I like a bitch, you go do what I tell her. Suck on that dick and some freezing cold weather. Play with that pussy right there in the car. Fuck all that rubber, she want that dick raw. She got that wet, wet, certified. Taking you there when she look in your eye. Wet, wet, slip and slide. Know I'm trying to slip and slide. Yeah. I'm in that pussy and I like the taste. Yeah. Taste like that act and a good fan of great. On that X trippin', me and babe. Ate her ass, Kevin Gates.
Know what I like.
I like them nasty, nasty. Yeah. I like them nasty, nasty.
I like
them nasty, nasty.
I like
them nasty, nasty.
Real nasty.
I like them nasty, yeah. Nasty. I like them nasty, yeah. Nasty. I like them nasty, yeah. Nasty.
Bitch, I'm nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty.
You like them nasty. Freaky as fuck, but she classy. Suck on that dick without asking. Swallow them kids in the back. He put his thumb in. Hit from the back, ain't no running. Hit from the side and I'm coming. Turn around, let him nut on my stomach. Ride in his face, nigga, eat up the clip. Look in his eyes when I lick on the tip. Taking his soul when I dance on the dick. Spit in my mouth, I'm with all of that shit. Hit with no rubber, bae, I wanna feel it. Shoot the club up with my legs to the ceiling. Hands around my neck, sweat this boy trying to kill me. Yeah, we get busy off the Henny.
I like 'em nasty, nasty. I like 'em nasty, nasty.
I like
'em nasty, nasty. I like 'em nasty,
nasty.
I like 'em nasty, nasty. I like 'em nasty, nasty. I like 'em nasty, nasty. I like 'em nasty, nasty.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If your loved one is at risk of a fall, the Symphony Medical Alert System from CVS Health can help support their safety in their home with 24/7 emergency monitoring, even when you can't be there. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more about Symphony at cvs.com/symphony or find it at your nearest CVS Health Hub.
Remember to re-up, which simply means you can redirect, you can reconstruct, you can regain, you can retrust, you can rebuild. Just remember to re-up.